This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
7:07, 69 degrees in Chapel Hill. A little foggy this morning and some patches out there. It's rather dense, otherwise mostly sunny today. Very warm, high today about 90 degrees. Chapel Hill elected officials approved money last night to start cleaning up flood damage to town property, but officials say the final bill could top $1 million. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
Even with one member absent, eight Chapel Hill town council members had to squeeze in tight to fit on the platform that usually seats seven county commissioners. The council met last night for the first time since Town Hall flooded this summer. Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt asked for the indulgence of the audience, council members, and staff in making the transition to temporary quarters at the Southern Human Services Center.
The first floor of Town Hall was severely affected by the flood of June 30th. If you head to Town Hall, we won't let you in the first floor.
In addition to the flooding at Town Hall, 18 of the 26 units at the Airport Gardens public housing complex were also damaged during the record rains. Since then, families from Airport Gardens have been living at hotels. Town Manager Roger Stansel said right now the main focus is to help displaced residents get their lives back to normal.
Our number one priority is to get our residents back in their homes. They've been living in hotel rooms and uncertain circumstances. Our number one priority is to get them settled back in their homes, and the rest of it we can make do.
The displaced families can expect to return home by the end of the month. Repairs to Town Hall could last 6 months to a year, as officials take this opportunity to upgrade some of the town's office and meeting space. Meanwhile, the town's business management office has temporarily moved to University Square on Franklin Street. The total cost for repairs and upgrades won't be known until the work is complete, but initial estimates suggest it could be as much as $1.1 million. The council last night approved a budget amendment to begin paying for the renovations. $412,000 will come out of the town's general fund, while $236,000 will come out of the housing fund. While insurance will cover about $500,000 worth of repairs, Stansel said the town is liable for the mold damage in Town Hall and Airport Gardens.
That's not covered by the insurance, and so that cost is something we need to cover and obviously something we need to take care of. Just like with our own personal insurance, the insurance doesn't cover everything.
The money allocated last night does not cover the cost of mitigation to make sure the flooding doesn't reoccur. Stansel said officials from the Public Works Department are assessing what needs to be done, and they will return to the council with recommendations and a budget request in a couple of months.
The second part of this would be, which is underway, is a review of what the causes were for the damage and to then recommend improvements we might need to make in order to try to keep this from happening to us again.
In the meantime, the town council will just have to get cozy in its new home on Homestead Road. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The national spotlight will shine once again on the Tar Heel football team for a Thursday night contest, this time against the Miami Hurricanes on October 17th. But the attention won't just be on Keenan Stadium. Tar Heel downtown will bring the focus down to Franklin Street for pregame festivities from 4 until 7 p.m., showcasing the best the town of Chapel Hill has to offer in front of a worldwide audience. Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt announced the big plans on Monday. He says he's excited to welcome ESPN and the entire nation to the streets of downtown Chapel Hill for a party worthy of that attention.
This particular event makes me particularly excited because this time I'm going to be inviting all of my fellow Tar Heel fans from across the region to come out and help us put on a great show for millions of viewers from across the country who will be joining us right here on our doorstep in downtown Chapel Hill, one of the greatest downtowns in the country.
Planned and coordinated by the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership, UNC Athletics, and the Town of Chapel Hill, this fun, free, family-friendly event will be covered by ESPN. A Tar Heel alum, John Skipper, runs the leading sports broadcasting company. UNC Director of Athletics, Bubba Cunningham, says Tar Heel Downtown will be a great opportunity for folks around the country to get a glimpse of the character and cozy atmosphere of Chapel Hill.
And I really, what I hope the ESPN does is be able to highlight what a wonderful town Chapel Hill is. In all of the surrounding buildings, what we've been doing on Franklin Street, I think it's a great way for us to allow a lot of people throughout the country to see what Chapel Hill is all about.
Mayor Kleinschmidt says one of the attractive qualities of a downtown Chapel Hill is the entrepreneurial mindset of so many business owners, continually branding and rebranding their businesses to offer new and improved services to students, residents, and visitors alike.
You know, downtown Chapel Hill is a great place. One of the things that keeps it alive and keeps it looking towards the future are some of the extraordinary efforts of some of our downtown entrepreneurs, people who have brought new brands, new concepts to our downtown, and some who have taken old brands and reinvented them for a new century.
When asked about the possible crazy atmosphere surrounding the huge national event on Franklin Street, Cunningham and Kleinsmith offered up some advice.
Well, we want as many fans to come, and not, don't be any worse than you are on Halloween.
Well, that's setting a pretty low bar. So that means you can come down and have a great time. We'll have fun.
Tar Heel Town moves downtown Thursday, October 17th. Once again, that is for the Carolina-Miami game, a Thursday night game in Chapel Hill. And we'll tell you more about it as we get closer to it. It's a case of musical chairs for our local state leaders. Now that Valerie Fouché of Chapel Hill has been appointed to fill Ellie Kinnaird's vacant Senate seat, the process to find a new representative for North Carolina House District 50 has begun. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
The folks that have approached me are still in their private deliberations. They're talking with friends, family, supporters, and determining if going to the legislature is something they'd like to do, and if so, if this is the seat that will allow them to go to Raleigh.
That's Matt Hughes, chair of the Orange County Democratic Party. Chair of the State Democratic Party, Randy Bowler, told WCHL's Elizabeth Friend Sunday that the process to fill the House District 50 seat will kick off as soon as Governor Pat McCrory officially names Fouché to the Senate. Hughes explained that as many as four people have contacted him, expressing interest in the House seat, which covers part of rural Orange and Durham counties. Registered Democrats living in the district who are over the age of 21 are eligible. Hughes says chair of the 4th Congressional District, Ted Benson, will preside over a House of Representatives District Executive Committee to appoint someone to serve the remainder of Fouché's term. Craig Meyer and Phyllis Mack Horton will be representing Orange County.
6th Congressional District is undergoing a leadership change at the moment, so it will fall into the lap of 4th District Chair Ted Benson again to oversee this process.
Benson will moderate the meeting as he did Sunday night when Fouché was appointed to the Senate seat, but he will not vote.
I'm going to have a better sense of what all the moving pieces are earlier on, and a better sense of, you know, I already know exactly how to set it all up.
Hughes says that committee members' votes are based on population and that the numbers mirror the split that was used in the Senate District 23 appointment process, one vote for every 300 people residing in the county, which gave Orange County about two-thirds of the vote.
Orange has a similar proportion of the vote in this House District Committee, and actually the district is slightly more favorable Orange than the Senate District.
If you're interested in putting your name forward, you can find out more about the process by reading this article on our website, chapelboro.com. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The university's interim Title IX coordinator, Christy Hurt, will soon step down from her position as a new coordinator is chosen. WCHL's Rand Northam has more.
Hurt was named the interim Title IX coordinator in April after sexual assault cases at UNC received growing public attention. She says that she has been honored to be the Title IX coordinator over the past few months.
Having the chance to occupy this position for the first time was a real honor and a privilege. And I think one of the biggest highlights, of course, of the summer's work in this position was working with the task force to address the policy moving forward for the campus.
The sexual assault task force that Hurt is chairing works to redefine university policy on sexual assault. Hurt says that after a new Title IX coordinator is chosen, she still plans on being a part of the task force.
I would absolutely be happy to keep doing that. I think it's going to depend on when we bring people in and what the best way to do that would be. I imagine I'll be very intimately involved in the process one way or another as chair or as co-chair or as a chair who's transitioning out.
As a member of the search committee for the next Title IX coordinator, Hurt has had the chance to work with and hear from the candidates. Hurt says that she plans on helping bring in the new coordinator to make sure there is a smooth transition.
Well, I'm on the search committee for the position right now, and so I have been fortunate to be able to be working with these candidates along the way, and would absolutely be involved in their transition here to campus in the hopes of making them start with on a very successful first foot forward.
Hurt worked for the UNC Women's Center before being appointed the interim Title IX coordinator. She says that she plans to return there after helping the next coordinator get adjusted. She says that she thinks one of the important factors for a good candidate is that they hear from the community for their ideas.
I think that the thing that any coordinator would be able to do moving forward is to really hear what our community has had to say up to now.
For more information on the Title IX candidates, visit our website, chapelboro.com. Rand Northam, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Saturday marked the one-year anniversary of the murder of 19-year-old UNC student Faith Hedgepeth, and today is a special day. We'll tell you all about that coming up after Traffic and Weather Together. 717, traffic brought to you this morning by Southern Season. Stop by for delicious food and great wine during their September Food and Wine Festival with gourmet food samples, wine tastings, live music, and other great in-store events. All at University Mall in Chapel Hill, or go online to find out more at SouthernSeason.com. Traffic's been moving along rather smoothly so far this morning. Let's get an update from Rand Northam.
Yeah, very true, Ron. We've had a good start to the morning. No problems so far. Looks like things are moving that way for the most part right now as well. I-40, 15501, NC-54, and the Durham Freeway without any major accidents, without any accidents, no major delays. You might see a couple slowdowns right now. Remember, school buses out on the road again. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
All right, very well done, and thank you so much.
Thank you.
Rand Northam will have another update on traffic coming up in a few minutes, unless something unusual happens this morning. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carpenter Weather, brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Stop by for lunch today. Quick lunch, select from 8 juicy smoked meats and fresh sides, all delicious. Dickie's Barbecue Pit, between Chapel Hill and Durham, up Mount Moriah Road. It is 68 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, 67 in Carrboro, also 67 this morning in Hillsboro. A little patchy fog this morning. It's dense in some spots, but other than that, mostly sunny all day. High today about 90 degrees. Tonight mostly clear with a low down around 65. And then tomorrow, another really warm day, mostly sunny with a high of about 90 degrees. No relief from the heat inside, but it really is going to be a nice sunny day.
It's just as important as a good cup of coffee. Start your day with the only radio station that brings you local news about local people right here in our local community. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, once again, here's Ron Stutz.
WCHL News Time 719. Saturday marked the one-year anniversary of the murder of 19-year-old Carolina student Faith Hedgepeth, and today will mark the date in which court documents will once again be presented to a Durham County judge. 3 days after Hedgepeth was found dead in her apartment by her roommate, Judge Orlando Hudson sealed the investigation's documents along with the 911 call. Since then, the documents have been sealed 3 additional times. Today marks the end of another 60-day period in which the documents were sealed. Assistant District Attorney Charlene Franks says the DA will once again present the documents to Judge Hudson and ask that they be sealed another 60 days. On Friday, interim DA Leon Standback told WCHL that the reason he continues to ask the court to keep the documents sealed is that he and investigators believe there is information in the materials that may tip off the suspect. On January 8th, Chapel Hill Police released details of the investigation, including DNA of a male suspect found at the scene. Little information has been released other than that. The Chapel Hill Police Department continues to express that this is not a cold case and that it's continuing to follow leads. Police are still seeking any information that could help in the investigation. Call the Chapel Hill Police Department or Crime Stoppers. We have those numbers on our website at chapelboro.com. For the first time, Triangle Entrepreneurship Week is coming to Chapel Hill. The event, now in its third year, hosts local leaders, investors, supporters, and entrepreneurs, offering a time to network and share knowledge. Dinah Mills, program manager at the Launch Chapel Hill Business Incubator, explains that Triangle Entrepreneurship Week used to hold events only in Raleigh and Durham.
It's really important for the entrepreneurial community because it shows the growing importance of Chapel Hill as a place for startups.
Activities across the Triangle run to the 13th, with a full day of events going on at both Launch and its sister incubator, 1789. Today, the town of Chapel Hill and Innovate at Carolina are the sponsors.
In the morning, we start with a session on pitching an investor. Then we have a session on how your company can change the world, followed by a panel discussion with a number of lawyers who specialize in startup law.
Last year, Triangle Entrepreneurship Week brought together more than 2,000 local entrepreneurs and business owners attended 26 events in our area.
Lots of great connections have been made as a result of it, and that's why we're really pleased to have it in Chapel Hill this year.
Events are open to the public. If you'd like more information on how to sign up, check our website, chapelboro.com. Join your fellow community members and the Central West Steering Committee for an opportunity to review the committee's work to date and to offer thoughts and your feedback. The Central West Focus Area is located near the intersection of Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard and Estes Drive. The area extends towards Carberry and Franklin Street, goes as north as Homestead and as south as Maple Drive. The committee was established in October of 2012 to create a small area plan that would fit into the Chapel Hill 2020 Comprehensive Plan. The meeting will take place tonight from 6:30 until 8 p.m. in the Fellowship Hall at Amity United Methodist Church, 825 North Estes Drive, right there in the middle of that area. If you'd like more information on the Central West Focus Area, you can view the story on our website at chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time, 722. And time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz. On the heels of a successful weekend of play at the Duke Nike Classic, UNC women's soccer head coach Anson Dorrance has a lot to feel good about with his defending national championship team. WCHL's Matt Oakes caught up with the legendary coach on Monday to discuss her two wins over two top 10 opponents last weekend and what the future holds for the Tar Heels as they get set to start Atlantic Coast Conference play.
Well, I'm thrilled. Those were two highly ranked teams that came into the event. For us to win both games and to come out without major injuries just is fantastic.
It's the first time since 2005 the Carolina women's soccer team has wrapped up non-conference play undefeated and untied. And Coach Dorrance says he attributes that feat to some good returning veterans.
Well, I think there were a combination of factors. Certainly the returning cast from last season. When you're returning, you know, your consensus national player of the year in Crystal Dunn, and you're returning a striker the caliber of Kalia Ojai with the entire defense, and then with a number one ranked recruiting class on top of all that, I think that bodes well for your season.
Coach Soren says the Tar Heels' Friday night win over the second-ranked UCLA Bruins was an enormous victory. He says it's wins like those that pay off an NCAA tournament seeding on down the road.
The advantage for us in beating a significant team like UCLA, the biggest impact actually is when they start seeding teams in the NCAA tournament. We know they're going to have a great season, and for that win under our belt, that could put us in a wonderful position come NCAA selection time.
UNC's Joanna Morris is supposed to be a high school senior right now, but instead she punched in a beautiful goal for the Tar Heels on Sunday against West Virginia. Coach Dorrance says he's excited about the future of this young soccer junkie.
Well, I really like Joanna. She's a soccer junkie, and just to share with you the significance of her achievement in the playing time she's already received, she accelerated her high school to leave a year early, so she's actually a young kid. And this young kid, she's going to get more and more playing time, and I just think this is indicative of her potential here at the University of North Carolina.
Up next for the Tar Heel women, a trip to Blacksburg for the ACC opener against Virginia Tech. Coach Dorrance says his team will need to come out firing on the road to ensure that they keep their undefeated season intact.
They're undefeated. They're going to be playing at home. Blacksburg is a tough place for us, so we know it's going to be a challenge. So for us to come out of there unscathed, we're going to have to bring our A game.
You can read this story and listen to the full interview with Coach Anson Dorrance, Carolina's legendary women's soccer coach, on our website at chapelboro.com. WCHL Championship Sports, I'm Ron Stutz.
Art Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Mac Brown firing his defensive coordinator after two games is a bad sign for him as well. This is Art Chansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. They say football at Texas, Alabama, and the other major powers is only a small step from the way the NFL handles its business. Mack Brown proved that to be true Sunday by firing defensive coordinator Manny Diaz after the Longhorns gave up a school record 550 yards of rushing in the 40-21 loss at BYU, which is generally known as a passing program. Brown called it unacceptable and pulled a pro move by canning Diaz Sunday and replacing him with ex-defensive coordinator Greg Robinson, who was on his staff as an analyst. Brown probably did it with respect to the school he works for, at least for now. He knows how big and relevant he has made Texas football again after leaving Carolina in 1997, where he felt he had taken the Tar Heels as far as they could go. Brown had the Heisman Trophy winner Ricky Williams in his first season in Austin, and he had the horns in a BCS game within 6 years. And then Brown won the first national championship and the first for the school since the last of Darrell Royal's three in 1970. The stadium expanded to 100,000 seats, and the athletic department budget grew to more than $100 million based on all the revenue Brown was bringing in. His own income skyrocketed. The coach who couldn't get UNC to pay him anywhere near $1 million now makes five times that amount with silly multi-million buck bonuses written into his contract for winning this title or winning that bowl game. Mac may become a victim of his own success, as fans are still fuming over a losing record in 2010 and failure to get back to the BCS in the last 2 years. This season was supposed to restore Texas to national prominence, and the Longhorns broke a bevy of their own offensive records with a 56-7 pummeling of New Mexico State in the season-opening laugher. They climbed to number 15 with a bullet in the national polls, going to Provo to face BYU. When the game got away from Texas in the second half, Brown was seen chewing out Diaz on the sideline, with Diaz chewing back. Afterward, Brown said his team's performance on defense was unacceptable, and when asked about Diaz's fate, he said he would have to view the video. Coach speak, for there's a big announcement coming. It came, and with undefeated Ole Miss this Saturday, the next one could be Brown's own resignation. That's Texas football. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace. By now, you've heard about our fountain drinks made with 100% filtered water served at a chilly 34 degrees with our chewy ice. They're guaranteed to taste great and only 79 cents every day. Right now, we're giving you the opportunity to win free fountain drinks for a year. Simply visit our Facebook page and look for the contest icon. Contest runs through September.
Cruisers, good to go.
It's summertime at Glass Half Full Restaurant and Wine Bar in downtown Carrboro. And not only is the living easy, but the eating and drinking are worth singing about too. Bracing gazpacho from juicy North Carolina peaches, or a refreshing salad of watermelon, kiwi, and cucumbers with local feta cheese. Beautiful yellowfin tuna, plump shrimp, and shimmering scallops from our own coast paired nicely with a cold glass of Provençal Rosé. You get the idea. It's time for the glorious foods and flavors of the season. Come to Glass Half Full and taste how delicious a Carolina summer can be.
I could not be more proud of my ring, honestly.
That's Haley Best, Miss North Carolina 2011, talking about her engagement ring from Diamonds Direct Crabtree.
Every single time I show my ring to a friend or a stranger, their next question is, what does your fiancé do for a living? And my answer is, he shops at Diamonds Direct, because that's all I can say. That's the only way I can explain it.
Fiancé Andrew Jernigan agrees. After dozens of stores and hundreds of diamonds, Diamonds Direct was the obvious choice for his beauty queen.
Selection like no one's ever seen. You feel like you walked into King Solomon's mines. There are diamonds everywhere. No one could offer me a value remotely close to Diamonds Direct, and that is literally comparing in-store, online, across the entire United States.
Diamonds Direct Crabtree.
You'd have to see Haley's ring to believe it. You'd say, oh my God, where did you get this? Well, we can tell you where we got it. We got it at Diamonds Direct, and never felt better about any purchase I've made.
Best decision we ever made.
Without a doubt.
On Glenside Crabtree Valley Mall, across from Fleming's, official jeweler of the Carolina Hurricanes.
Are you looking for new customers? Try our local deal, brought to you by WCHL and the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce. You offer a deal to the community from your business, and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With our local deal, your company or organization is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the site at ourlocaldeal.com, and through social media. Want to try the best marketing deal in town? Visit ourlocaldeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather brought to you by Elmo's Diner. When life demands more than just breakfast, Elmo's offers lunch, dinner, shakes, cakes, and so much more. Elmo's Diner, Carmel Mall in Carrboro. Well, your weather is very hot today, a little fog this morning. When that clears away, mostly sunshine. Our high temperature today, about 90 degrees.
97.9 FM, WCHL, is Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. And streaming live 24-7 at chapelboro.com. There's an app for that.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. There's a report now from Moscow claiming that Syria has accepted a Russian proposal to put its chemical weapons stockpiles under international control. This is according to the Syrian foreign minister. On CBS this morning, Arizona Senator John McCain on this reported acceptance by the Assad regime.
If he's serious, then let the monitors in there right away. We know where these chemical weapon sites are, and get them under control immediately.
President Obama said in a sit-down with CBS's Scott Pelley that it's important that
the international community has confidence that these chemical weapons are under control,
that they are not being used, that potentially they are removed from Syria, and that they are destroyed.
CBS's Margaret Brennan says we may just be hearing of this proposal now, but
the plan to allow international monitors to take control of Syria's chemical weapons was first discussed behind closed doors by Presidents Obama and Putin at the G20 summit in Russia last week.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
68 degrees, 732 at WCHL. I'm Rod Stutz. The national spotlight will once again shine on the Tar Heel football team for a Thursday night game against the Miami Hurricanes on October 17th. But the attention won't just be on Keenan Stadium. There was a special announcement yesterday. Tar Heel Downtown will bring the focus down to Franklin Street for pregame festivities that day from 4 until 7 p.m., showcasing the very best the town of Chapel Hill has to offer in front of a worldwide audience. Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinsman announced the big plans yesterday. He says he's excited to welcome ESPN and the entire country to the streets of downtown Chapel Hill for a party worthy of all that attention.
This particular event makes me particularly excited because this time I'm going to be inviting all of my fellow Tar Heel fans from across the region to come out and help us put on a great show for millions of viewers from across the country who will be joining us right here on our doorstep in downtown Chapel Hill, one of the greatest downtowns in the country.
Planned and coordinated by the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership, UNC Athletics, and the town of Chapel Hill, this fun, free, family-friendly event will be covered by ESPN. A Tar Heel alum, John Skipper, runs the leading sports broadcasting company. UNC Athletic Director Bubba Cunningham says Tar Heel Downtown will be a great opportunity for folks around the nation to get a glimpse of the character and atmosphere of Chapel Hill.
And I really, what I hope the ESPN does is be able to highlight what a wonderful town Chapel Hill is. In all of the surrounding buildings, what we've been doing on Franklin Street, I think it's a great way for us to allow a lot of people throughout the country to see what Chapel Hill is all about.
Mayor Kleinsman says one of the attractive qualities of downtown Chapel Hill is the entrepreneurial mindset of so many of the business owners, continually branding and rebranding their businesses to offer new and improved services to students, residents, and visitors.
You know, downtown Chapel Hill is a great place. One of the things that keeps it alive and keeps it looking towards the future as some of the extraordinary efforts of some of our downtown entrepreneurs, people who have brought new brands, new concepts to our downtown, and some who have taken old brands and reinvented them for a new century.
When asked about the possible chaotic atmosphere surrounding this huge national event on Franklin Street, Cunningham and Kleinsmith offered up some advice.
Well, we want as many fans to come, and don't be any worse than you are on Halloween.
Well, that's setting a pretty low bar. So that means you can come down and have a great time. We'll have fun.
You don't even have to put on a costume. Tar Heel Town moves downtown Thursday, October 17th. Again, that is Carolina's second Thursday night game of the season, this time right here in the southern part of heaven, and it is against Miami. Well, it's a case of musical chairs for our local state political leaders. Now that Valerie Fouché of Chapel Hill has been appointed to fill Ellie Kinnaird's vacant Senate seat, the process to find a new representative for North Carolina House District 50 has begun. WCHL's Rachel Nash has details.
The folks that have approached me are still in their private deliberations. They're talking with friends, family, supporters, and determining if going to the legislature is something they'd like to do, and if so, if this is the seat that will allow them to go to Raleigh.
That's Matt Hughes, chair of the Orange County Democratic Party. Chair of the State Democratic Party, Randy Bowler, told WCHL's Elizabeth Friends Sunday that the process to fill the House District 50 seat will kick off as soon as Governor Pat McCrory officially names Fouché to the Senate. Hughes explained that as many as four people have contacted him, expressing interest in the House seat, which covers part of rural Orange and Durham counties. Registered Democrats living in the district who are over the age of 21 are eligible. Hughes says chair of the 4th Congressional District, Ted Benson, will preside over a House of Representatives District Executive Committee to appoint someone to serve the remainder of Fouché's term. Craig Meyer and Phyllis Mack Horton will be representing Orange County.
6th Congressional District is undergoing a leadership change at the moment, so it will fall into the lap of 4th District Chair Ted Benson again to oversee this process.
Benson will moderate the meeting as he did Sunday night when Fauci was appointed to the Senate seat, but he will not vote.
I'm going to have a better sense of what all the moving pieces are earlier on, and a better sense of, you know, I already know exactly how to set it all up.
Hughes says that committee members' votes are based on population and that the numbers mirror the split that was used in the Senate District 23 appointment process. One vote for every 300 people residing in the county, which gave Orange County about two-thirds of the vote.
Orange has a similar proportion of the vote in this House District Committee, and actually the district is slightly more favorable to Orange than the Senate District.
If you're interested in putting your name forward, you can find out more about the process by reading this article on our website, chapelboro.com. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The first of three candidates up for the position of Title IX coordinator at UNC, Crystal Coombs, says one of her main focuses, if she gets the job, will be to make sure reviews of current university police remain an ongoing process.
I believe strongly that the task force that was reviewed and put together should remain in place.
Those comments were made during a forum for the public to attend, which the other two candidates will hold as well. UNC created a new Title IX coordinator position back in April. Currently, the interim Title IX coordinator, Christy Hurd, has been working with a task force to change university policies on sexual assault. Once again, Rand Northam will have more of the story of Christy Hurd coming up on our next newscast. Coombs focused on how we can improve the services and education provided to students about Title IX issues. She says she thinks making resources available online will help students easily reach out for services and education.
Readily accessible information on the web and in alternative formats. A student should be able to click on to the UNC site and click a button and be into something that says, if this has happened to you, X, Y, Z.
Coombs says that many people after an incident will not seek out the help because they feel different. She incorporates this concept into her universal design for Title IX and says she thinks applying universal design to Title IX will remove the need to talk about who is different and allow for more people to openly reach out for services.
Now, the interesting thing about universal design is it removes the need for accommodation. I propose universal design in how we apply Title IX, so we remove the need for anybody to talk about who's different and what has happened.
Coombs also says she would like to make a one-stop phone service that could provide students with all the information and resources they need while keeping the concept of universal design.
Something has just happened to me, and there is a 1-800 number, and I call it, and it triggers every single thing that's supposed to happen at this university. It triggers a peer advocate being assigned. It triggers any kind of emergency response. It triggers some sort of assistance. It triggers all of those things, and it's one call and one stop.
Coombs says she wants to make the availability of resources and information easier for both students and faculty. Training would be available for people in the community so that they would know how to help people going through a situation, not just students and teachers. She says she believes the community ought to be connected when dealing with Title IX matters so that people are not isolated but can instead have many places to go for help. The two other candidates' forums are with Howard Callum on Friday of this week and Jane Grandis next Wednesday. The North Carolina National Guard will begin recognizing same-sex marriages. Lieutenant Colonel Maury A. Williams said yesterday the Guard will abide by U.S. Department of Defense orders extending federal benefits to same-sex spouses of uniformed service members. Williams said couples who wed in states where same-sex marriage is legal could begin applying for benefits immediately. The announcement comes a week after National Guard officials in Texas, Mississippi, and Louisiana announced that they will refuse to follow the Pentagon's policy. All three states have gay marriage bans and are led by socially conservative Republican governors. The change comes 2 months after the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the federal law forbidding recognition of same-sex unions. North Carolina voters approved a constitutional amendment in 2012 limiting marriage to a man and a woman. WCHL News Time, 7:41. Coming up, we're going to talk about chapelboro.com. A lot of activity there today. We'll check in with Rand Northam about that. And also, it's a recurring theme. It gives Wes Hare a chance to get musical every time he talks about war, but it's a very serious topic. That's today's commentary coming up in just a couple minutes.
For great food and infinite sports on game day or night, the new Tobacco Road Sports Cafe is your next stop. Locally owned and operated, Tobacco Road features fresh, local ingredients, down-home classics, and gourmet entrees, plus a wide selection of North Carolina beers on tap. Exceptional service is also on every menu, from your servers to the chef preparing your order. In Infinite Sports, we have every available sports package on TVs throughout the restaurant for your viewing comfort. Tobacco Road Sports Cafe, now open in Chapel Hill's East 54 Shopping Center.
This is Ron Stutz. Congratulations again to AutoLogic and Carborough. The top 50 family-friendly businesses in North Carolina have been named, and once again, AutoLogic is on the list. Chosen by the Keenan Flagler Business School at UNC and Carolina Parenting, Inc., and AutoLogic is on the list for the fourth consecutive year based on helping employees balance their work and family life. AutoLogic creates an environment to support and care for its employees, which helps make AutoLogic a successful and sustainable family-friendly business in our local community. AutoLogic, trust and logic for your car.
Hello, fellow business owners. This is Will Gaskins with Legacy Insurance Solutions. Would you like to increase employee health care coverage and save money? If so, please join us at noon on Tuesday, September 10th at the Chapel Hill Chamber of Commerce. We will explain our revolutionary private exchange system that is saving business owners on average 30 to 50% on their current health care cost. Call 919-960-1547 to reserve your seat on September 10th at noon. Admission is free and lunch will be served.
7:42 at WCHL, 69 degrees in Chapel Hill, warming up all the way up to 90 today. I'm sweating just thinking about it.
It got so cool for a little while.
Yeah,
man.
It did.
It was nice.
Oh, boy.
Just a tease.
It's going to be warm today. Hey, listen, I'm going to be on the UNC campus today with the Chapel Hill Fire Department. Dace Bergen and the folks are going to have a quiz bowl there at Polk Place, or thereabouts, for UNC students, teams of UNC students, all regarding fire safety questions.
Neat.
Did this last year, and I'm going to do it again this year, and I'll be your MC for that. So if you happen to be around the UNC campus, come find us.
That'll be fun.
In the middle of the day. I'll be the one who's sweating bullets because it's 90 degrees. But it's going to be a lot
of
fun.
I'll stay here in the air conditioning and hold down the fort for you.
Yeah, sure. Right. Okay. Well, what's happening today at chapelbro.com?
Well, we've got a couple great galleries up. Tailgating Carolina Style. And I know you're in that one, Ron.
Really?
People are tailgating out at Rams Plaza.
I haven't even seen that photo gallery.
That's a good one. That's a good one. You want to check it out. Also, Monogram Day 2013.
Mm-hmm.
Both featured right now and lots of great photos up on our website. Susan Murray and crew doing some great things for our photo galleries. Also, the shortlist voting will start later today. If you haven't signed up already for the newsletter, you can do so and find out exactly when that goes live every week or every month. The shortlist this month is best place for game day festivities.
Mm-hmm.
So we are in the heart of it right now. Of course, a bye week this week, but you'll get a chance here next week to have another game day festivities event. A new movie review up from Zach Godwin. It's on Riddick. You'll want to check that out. And current events opinion column from Donna Beth Leffler with a lot of cool numbers from Tom Jensen of Public Policy Polling in Raleigh on some infrastructure and business zoning issues around town. Of course, we had that story for you about big box stores in Chapel Hill Carborough, and sounds like people are ready for it now in Chapel Hill Carborough, maybe bringing a Target in. That's what they say they'd like to see.
That's a good column Donna Beth wrote. I read that the other day.
Definitely. Really, it is cool. A very good one. Tom Jensen, of course, works in Raleigh at Public Policy Polling as the director there.
And lives here.
He lives here in Chapel Hill.
All right.
That's right. So that and much more available on our website, chapelborough.com, with instantly live streaming on an app for that. And I do want to remind you to go to Huddle Up, do the college pick'em still, as Carolina's not playing, but we're still doing the college pick'em this week.
Sure. Hey, listen, do you think Wes Harris sounds like Edwin Starr?
Edwin Starr.
Yeah.
I don't know, who that is.
Well, Edwin Starr did was Motown artist. Did,
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
War.
Yeah, yeah,
what
totally.
Is good
yes,
for?
Yes, you know? Yes, yes.
Edwin always, Wes always brings
That's
out
right.
that song, sort of.
How's the time to do it?
When he talks about war. Every time he does a new commentary, he uses that as his theme.
My guess is a little bit on Syria today?
Yes, absolutely. That is today's commentary. Pardon the singing, if you will, if you can call it that, on WCHL. 7:46. I'm Ron Stutz. He's Rand Northam. And traffic and weather together coming up.
And now, WCHL presents the Commentators. This is Wes Hare. Again, I sing, war, war, what is it good for? Absolutely nothing. Yeah, good God, y'all, listen to me. As President Obama and maybe the U.S. of A. prepares to bomb Syria, locally we are opposed to it, and Congressman Price needs to hear that clearly. Some notes from a local letter to President Obama signed by North Carolina Peace Action, Triangle Area Green Party, Triangle Branch of the Women's International League for Peace and Freedom, Veterans for Peace, the Eisenhower Chapter, Witness for Peace Southeast, the Orange County Peace Coalition, and the Justice and Peace Committee of the Church of Reconciliation. Mr. President, if your concern is truly for the people of Syria and for stability in that region, then the only path is a political settlement and an immediate cessation of all violence coupled with humanitarian aid for the Syrian people and their 4 million refugees. President Obama, as a senator, you stated that once bombs start falling, one has little control over what happens next. We call on you to heed the words of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who said, "Wisdom born of experience should tell us that war is obsolete. If we assume that life is worth living, if we assume that humankind has the right to survive, then we must find an alternative to war. We appeal to you to apply statesmanship and leadership at this crucial time. Say yes to rationality and negotiation, and no to the use of further violence. Contact David Price, folks. War, war, what is it good for? Absolutely nothing." This is Wes Hare.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. "Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
Hi, I'm John Hinkle, owner of Move It, Be Fit Personal Training in Durham. Honesty, integrity, motivation, accountability, and success are all phrases you may not expect to hear from a lot of personal trainers. At Move It, Be Fit, we focus on each of these principles daily with our clients. If you have health, fitness, and lifestyle goals that you would like to achieve with a satisfaction guarantee, then give us a call today to set up a free consultation at 919-210-4008 or visit us online at moveitbefit.com.
Celebrate the real Mexican Independence Day at Margaret's Cantina.
What do you mean, Margaret? It's September, not May.
Right, Ron. Contrary to popular belief in the U.S., Cinco de Mayo is not Mexican Independence Day. They celebrate their independence from Spain on September 16th. Friday and Saturday night, we'll be serving Mexican specialties such as chiles en nogada, a dish which represents the colors of the Mexican flag, green, white, and red.
I love the way you say that.
Margaret's Cantina in the Timberline Shopping Center, now serving Sunday supper from 4 to 8 p.m.
Fitch Lumber and Hardware has been around for a century because they pay attention to their customers. They've got everything you need for your home projects, large and small, and take time to offer you as much or as little advice and helpful tips as you need. The staff is experienced, knowledgeable, and available when you need assistance. Just one of the reasons they've been voted best hardware store in Orange and Chatham counties for 4 years in a row by the Independent Weekly. And Fitch Lumber and Hardware is right here in downtown Carrboro. So stop by or give them a call at 942-3153.
750 at WCHL, time for traffic and weather together. Traffic brought to you this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving the very best tasting fountain drinks in town. Made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees with that great chewy ice, guaranteed to taste great, and only 79 cents. All at Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Cruisers, good to go. Now with your morning traffic, here's Rand.
Well, as I mentioned earlier, Ron, a good start to the morning today. I-40, 15501, NC-54, and the Durham Freeway. Not seeing any major delays right now. No accidents out there. One small delay to let you know about, I-40 eastbound between NC-751 and Apex Highway, which is NC-55. Just a small delay. The morning commuters out there in force this morning, and we'll keep an eye on it. Hope you do as well. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363. You can also tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you do that safely.
All right, Rand, 100% chance of Wayne Pond coming up in just a moment here.
Can't wait for that.
It's always dangerous. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carpenter Weather presented by Grimble Jewelers. Berkeley Grimble and all the folks at Grimble Jewelers, they have the perfect engagement ring for you. Or that custom piece you've been dreaming of for a long time. Grimble Jewelers can make it a reality for you. Grimble's Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler in the Village Plaza, right next to Whole Foods. 69 degrees in Chapel Hill, 68 in Carrboro. A little foggy this morning, otherwise mostly sunny. High today, 90. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of 65. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 90. Again, really warm weather here over the next few days. 752 at WCHL. This is Rod Stutz, and Dr. Pond is on the line this morning. And Dr. Pond, I hope you're going to expand my vocabulary once again.
Did you just call me Carlos Danger?
No, I said you were always dangerous.
Oh, okay. Well, my ego took flight.
Oh, sorry.
All right, pal. Well, here we go. I got a dandy for you this morning, and because it involves French pronunciation, Ron, I'm on thin ice or shaky ground or dicey territory. Pick your metaphor.
Standing on shaky ground. Okay.
All right, the word of the day is surtout. I believe that's the way it's pronounced, but God help me if anybody in the French department or the Department of French or what do they call it, Romance languages, is listening. S.
Or anybody in the Paris of the Piedmont.
Very good. Very good. May we, Pierre. All right, S-U-R-T-O-U-T. S as in sun. S-U-R-T-O-U-T. Again, I think it's pronounced surtout, but I'm not going to make any money on that. All right, it is a noun. Surtout, do you recognize this word from your vast expansive knowledge of French literature, Ron?
Not in the slightest.
Not a hair, not a jot, not a tittle, not a nickel's worth. All right. It's a man's great coat. You know, the kind that you wear to work in the wintertime. And it means basically that which covers everything. Surtout, S-U-R-T-O-U-T. And if you want to get really ugly and technical about it, we just brought it home to a vulgar American shores, it would be surtout, S-U-R-T-O-U-T. So, all right, you can figure that one out.
I'm pretty sure that's not the way it's pronounced.
I'm pretty sure that's not the way it's pronounced.
Yeah.
All right, well, have a pleasant day. I will talk to you in the morning.
Okay. Thanks very much, my friend. Wayne Pond with the word of the day on WCHL, brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? Next hour, you'll have an opportunity to call in, tell me the word of the day, pronounce it correctly, spell it correctly, and define it. If you know all that, we'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers. 97.9 FM, WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz. She is Lauren Stafford.
And I have a smile of the day from Mae McClendon.
Oh, well, you can just say smile of the day, and I would know it was Mae McClendon.
I was just thinking, it should just be called the smile of the day, and Everybody should just know it's Mae McClendon.
Yeah, I mean, that's how she titles all her jokes.
She's known for putting a smile on people's faces, so we appreciate the jokes being passed on.
Even when she doesn't tell a joke, she puts a smile on your face.
Exactly.
Mae's a really nice person.
All right.
What you got?
One day, my housework challenge husband decided to wash his sweatshirt.
Uh-huh.
By the way, this is not about my husband.
Well, it's comforting to know.
It's comforting to know. Just to put that in there. All right. Seconds after he stepped into the laundry room, he shouted to me, "What setting do I use on the washing machine?"
Uh-huh.
"It depends," I replied. "What does it say on your shirt?" He yelled back, "University of Oklahoma." And they say blondes are dumb.
Well, he might have been blonde. You didn't say what color his hair was.
Very true. Very true. Well, if he was blonde, I guess that gives him double duty on the, not so smart.
That applies to guys, too.
Very true.
Well, hey, listen, thanks.
You're welcome.
Have a terrific day.
Have a fabulous day.
And we will get another joke from you tomorrow.
Same time, same place.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager, Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Lisa Norwood is the president of a very special sorority, putting on a very special event.
We involve the middle school students of Chapel Hill Carrboro and the AdVit students, and it's a class from each middle school. And we contact the teacher, and we say to them that we really want to do a Black History Knowledge Bowl. It encourages competition among the students, and it's also a way of celebrating Black history and for students to learn about the contributions that African Americans have made to the country.
Lisa Norwood is today's WCHL hometown hero.
We have been doing this for 4 years. We give the students all the material from which to study. The teachers support us and work with us in terms of helping the students prepare for the Knowledge Bowl.
It's a great educational event for the kids in our local community.
I'm the president of the local chapter in Chapel Hill Carrboro.
The Black History Bowl was held in February, Black History Month, and Phillips Middle School was the winner.
The school receives a trophy, and their 5-member teams, they each get a first-place trophy, and they also received a $25 gift card, and the second-place winners also receive a second-place trophy for their school, and they individually on the team receive a trophy.
Lisa Norwood says the Black History Bowl is invaluable.
It is important for all students to know the contributions that have been made by all people who have built the United States of America, and it's important for all students to understand the contributions that African Americans have made to this country. And they study Martin Luther King, they may study Harriet Tubman. African Americans have made contributions in literature, the cultural area, sports, world history. It's just for knowledge and for having pride. The competition is friendly, but mainly it's for students to understand all the wonderful contributions that African Americans have made to make this country great.
And she appreciates the support from the Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools.
Board members were in attendance. The school system supports this. The AdVit coordinator, she's also supportive. We're just hoping to grow bigger each year.
Our thanks to Lisa Norwood, today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Are you looking for new customers? Try our local deal. Brought to you by WCHL and the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce. You offer a deal to the community from your business, and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With our local deal, your company or organization is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the site at ourlocaldeal.com, and through social media. Want to try the best marketing deal in town? Visit ourlocaldeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather, hot. 69 degrees right now in Chapel Hill, 68 in Carrboro. A little foggy this morning. After that, clears away. Mostly sunny today. High today, about 90 degrees. And our low tonight, 65. High tomorrow, again, about 90.
You're listening to 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 8 o'clock.
Add it up for yourself. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals our community.